Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle, I wanted to get into this discourse on Robert Griffin III and Jaden Daniels and similarities between the two. This conversation, all of our football discussion on The Fan presented by Paramount Plus, you can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So this has kind of been mostly off my radar, but I guess, especially on like Commander's Twitter, if that's a thing, there's like this infighting happening now where with every Jaden Daniels injury, obviously people are going to bring up Robert Griffin because he was this quarterback who was a superstar and then he got hurt. And so there's the fear that the last time you were this excited about this amazing number two overall pick who won the Rookie of the Year, he got hurt. And I guess that's where the comparison comes in every time Jaden Daniels is limping or banged up. But then there's people that get so upset about it that they're very different, which they are, that the situations are very different, which they are, and I'm more on this side. I don't get upset or bothered about it, but I don't think the two are analogous really at all. I think the building was toxic and awful back then, and there were a lot of reasons why the Robert Griffin thing went sideways beyond just his health, the least of which I would point out, too, Griffin had a very serious, severe, maybe career-altering injury. Daniels has not had one of those. But it kind of all came to a head this weekend when his mom tweeted about it. Did you see what Jaden's mom tweeted, Regina Jackson?
I did.
It was something to the effect of, stop manifesting these injuries on my son by saying he's Robert Griffin. And I'll find the exact quote so that I can read it so that I perfectly quote her. But that was the gist of it. Like, she brought up this topic that's clearly bothering her. So it's now at a point where it's like, okay, I've kind of avoided talking about this. I think it's the whole thing's kind of dumb. But now if the quarterback's mom thinks this is a big deal and a story and she's tweeting about it, well, okay, now I'm going to have to weigh in on this. So the quote, I got it here. I wish you would stop manifesting RG3 on my son. Words are powerful, and that's all that's talked about. So before we get into the bigger picture here, what does this tweet mean exactly? I think she's essentially saying that words... Like, my mom's a big Laws of Attraction fan. You know about this?
Is that the same as The Secret
kind of deal? Yes, I think it is. Yeah, it's the same deal. And it's like, what you say matters. I'm taking this tweet to mean she's saying, Daniels has been hurt two times this year, partially because all these people are fearing that he's going to get hurt and he's going to be Robert Griffin. And so by putting that negativity out into the world, it's leading to these things. That's how I took the tweet. I don't know if that's what she meant or not.
Okay.
How did you take the tweet?
I don't know her personally at all, and God bless whatever drives you or motivates you or gets you out of bed. I think that's the dumbest thing in the world. The like, if I'm going, hey, he's been injured a couple times, I'm concerned about that going forward. I'm not manifesting anything.
Idea of manifesting. Like, but he got hurt in the Packers game because he got tackled in he broke a rib, not because you thought, oh no, this guy might get hurt, but because someone landed on him.
Yeah. Like, I love him so much, I think he's incredible, and wanted them to draft him. Did I manifest that? No, they did some scouting and did some evaluation and figured out that he's awesome. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Anyway, so that's how I took it, though, is like, stop comparing my son to this oft-injured quarterback because your dreams didn't come true. You know, and then the next level is this manifesting nonsense.
And I do understand why she, as a mom, would be annoyed by that. I'll bet my mom would be upset if I was Jaden Daniels and every single time anything happened where, like, I come off the field because I got kicked in the, you know, the bad area, or if I come off the field because I lost my wind, You see 10,000 people saying, oh, no, here we go again. He's hurt. It's Robert Griffin. I get her annoyance or bristling or vexing at that. But that's kind of where it begins and ends for me. The manifestation thing, like the idea that because people are talking about him getting hurt, he's going to get hurt. I think that's just absurd. I don't even need to get into that. Like, that's not how the world works necessarily, if that's what she meant by the tweet. But what do you make of the discourse here?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Of people like my neighbor today, walking her dog. She stops me. I'm throwing the football to my son. And she's like, what do you think of Jaden? Is he going to, you know, play? And I'm like, no, he's been ruled out. And she said something to the effect of, I hope he's not Robert Griffin again, all over again. And like, that was just the first thing she said.
Yeah.
Now she's a football fan. She went on to talk about Terry coming back. She's following it all. But I think that is something that a lot of people keep throwing out there. And I wonder, what do they mean by it? What are they referencing?
So who am I talking about? Hyper popular Heisman winning quarterback drafted second overall to a previously moribund franchise that has great success and makes the team popular and sells a lot of jerseys and has a lot of public interest. Makes the team, for at least a short time, the cool team, where the expectations entering year two are astronomical. Who am I talking about? Could be either one of them. That's the point. Everybody wants to put their fingers in their ears and pretend there aren't similarities because they're different players, and Jaden Daniels is a more complete passer than Art Griffin ever was, and the comparison between the two is night and day. But you're missing the point. The point is, you don't have to go searching with a microphone glass or a microscope or a magnifying glass or the X-ray vision goggles they were allegedly using to figure out what cards were what at these mafia card games to see the easy and obvious comparable similarities that just occurred 12 years ago, where the franchise has been terrible, new regime comes in, you draft the superstar Heisman Trophy winning quarterback, Griffin's on the Tonight Show wearing socks, doing bits. Plays out of his mind as a rookie. Then there's the Willie, won't he? Is he in? Is he out? Am I on for this? Am I on for that? What week am I coming back? The mystery surrounding knee injuries, little nicks, little this, little that. This concussion, he's out for a week. He's not. It's a knee sprain. What kind of sprain is it? We don't know. He'll be okay. He'll wear a brace. How big is the brace? We've done all of this. The comparisons are easy and obvious. And I understand the people that bristle because you don't want to hear about it, or you are aware that Daniels is a different player with way different skill sets that also happen to include elite athleticism, but the throwing talent's different. Everybody wants to pretend there's no point of comparison at all, and they get offended by it, when the rest of us can go, yeah, there's a lot of parallels that I get fans are doing.
A ton of parallels. Yeah. I guess what I'm talking about is the injury part of this, which I don't really see where it's analogous necessarily. Or, you know, when people say something to the effect of, well, this is just going to end exactly how the Robert Griffin thing did. And he's just going to get hurt or whatever. Because he broke his rib last year, or because he had this very minor knee injury comparative to Griffin earlier in the year, or now it's this thing. If he had torn his ACL or something terrible, I guess I could get behind some type of comparison there. But the issue I have is how flawed it is to like act like, and this is something fans have always gotten wrong, in my opinion, about Griffin, that if not for that injury, he would have just ascended like an airplane into the air and still would be Mahomes here or something. Like, that was a rotten situation internally that was going badly with or without that injury.
Right, but 99% of the populace doesn't really know that to that extent.
But that's my point. And so when they talk about like comparing the two and how it went sideways and how it's going to go badly, I guess I'm going, everything about that organization was set up for the, not for him to fail, but to make it working between Griffin and the coaching staff hard.
Mm-hmm.
The way the owner treated him, the way the owner ran everything, it was all bad. So nothing will replicate what happened there because you have a real owner, because you have a real front office, because you have a less toxic place, because the whole organization is different. That's where I don't get frustrated. I guess I don't care either way, but that's where I've never really gotten it. But if it's as simple as both of them won the Heisman, both of them were drafted number two overall, both of them were amazing as rookies, and if one of them gets an injury, it's just like the other one. Sure, I guess. I guess I don't know why that's what's controversial about that.
Well, nothing controversial, but for some it is, I suppose. But both represented in real time the first real hope, the first real reason to hope in forever. Now, after the fact, anybody that was willing to listen learned what was going on before. But in real time, we didn't know that. In real time, we don't know about these plays are unacceptable. We didn't know about I want to run the offense that Kirk ran against Cleveland and whatever. Nobody knew that kind of stuff. I mean, people as plugged in as you were professionally knew that. That's a you could count those people on one hand. The rest of the populace is going, oh my God, for the first time in forever, I'm getting texts from division rival fans telling me they're jealous of me. For the first time in forever, I've been a joke for decades. The first thing they've gotten right is this dude, and then it gets ripped away. Everyone's afraid of that happening again. I think that's incredibly reasonable. I am. You have a tall, lean, athletic freak that's very pliable, that gets folded up and takes these incredibly awkward hits but bounces right back up until he doesn't. You had the minor injuries with knee sprains almost around a similar time frame. The ACL, the catastrophic one, of course, that changed a lot of things, hasn't happened. Knock on wood. I certainly hope that doesn't. To me, there's so many easy and obvious parallels, and I will tell you that as, just given my spot, every friend I talk to casually about it, like a buddy was in town who you met the other day, doesn't follow football that closely, he's lived abroad for a while, he's like back, lives in Denver, like outside of Denver, and he's like, dude, so this guy gets hurt all the time, is it like Griffin again? That's the first thing off everybody's lips.
Of course.
I said,
my neighbor today was like, is this just Robert Griffin all over again?
Yeah.
It's what everybody is saying. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm caring too much about the nuance of it. Where I'm going, no, not at all. Robert Griffin tore everything in his knee, and that's a career-altering, shifting injury. Oh, by the way, for a guy that I don't think was anywhere near this player's level as a passer, traditionally, if he just stopped running or what have you. I think a lot of what happened in 2012 was scheme. Griffin was also amazing. I mean, he ripped off a near 80-yard touchdown run against the Vikings. We've never seen Jaden Daniels do that as an example. I'm not sitting here pretending like Griffin wasn't unbelievably talented. I remember thinking he was going to win MVP awards after 2012 when he had one of the great rookie years ever.
Yep.
But I guess I'm diving way too deep into the nuance, and you're saying, people are just saying it's similar because their resumes look a lot alike. That's kind of what your point
is. Yeah, sets the league on fire. Team was terrible. He arrives. Now they're not terrible. They won the division in year one. Go to the NFC Championship in year one for Daniels. Then you get, some sort of knee injury. It's very nebulous. No one's really sure what it is. A knee brace is worn. Timetables for when people are coming back. Think Griffin against Baltimore, then has to wear the brace. Then what's the extent of the injury? Again, everybody sees a lot of parallels and a lot of similar beats to the timetable of it. And this year's not going real well. So we've done this before. I did this. You know what I mean? Like, this is a rerun. I don't want it to end the same way.
What do you guys think of the dialogue on Daniels reminding people of Griffin? That's the question for you at 800-636-1067. And we'll take some calls on this. 800-636-1067. Also, as I said, I kind of just would hear this and keep it moving and not really think much about it until it became a pretty big deal and more popular,
man.
When the mother of the quarterback tweeted out that people are manifesting Robert Griffin on her son. Words are powerful. That's all that's talked about. And I took that to mean she's saying he's getting hurt because you guys keep saying he's going to be Robert Griffin and he's getting hurt. Again, I don't agree with the manifestation thing. It's just not something that I think is how injuries are happening. I think it's probably more medical and having to do with the tackles and the big bodies and the big speeds that are landing on him. But what did you make of that?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pause.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.